It's not the load that breaks you down. It's the way you carry it. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we get some tips on how to quickly eliminate stress and anxiety. Enjoy.
It's no secret that stress sucks. We are all very familiar with the negative impacts that it can have on our emotions, but we oftentimes don't realize that it can physically kill us. It's linked to the 6 leading causes of death in the United States. So knowing how to reduce and how to eliminate our stress is one of the most valuable life skills that I can think of. But before I get into that, we've got to cover the biggest misconception that I hear all the time, and I even am guilty of myself when it comes to stress. And that is externalizing stress, saying that it comes from an event, that it's this job interview that we have, that it's a conversation that we have coming up that we're nervous about. Or maybe we're just nervous about flying on an airplane and we think that that is creating the stress. The truth is, there are people all over the world that just do not get stressed about those things, right? People that can walk into a job interview cool as a cucumber, or who can fly on an airplane without caring. I happen to be one of them. It doesn't bother me. But there are other triggers that I have and that I'm sure you have. I encourage you, play along with this. Go through the exercises for one particular thing that you know causes you stress in your life, and let's see if we can eliminate it for good. So let's start by defining what stress actually is. It's a mindset, and it's this. Stress comes from needing to have something turn out a certain way that we feel that we can't control and that we worry could go badly. Those are your 3 levers. That sentence has all 3 components that we can use to destroy stress. So let's start at the beginning with this first part. Stress comes from needing something to happen. If we stopped needing things, if we stopped getting so caught up in what we wish would happen and trying to control so much, we wouldn't feel stress, right? This is the whole Buddhist philosophy, is letting go of desires. Now, I don't advocate going that far. I do believe, though, that the quality of your life is going to be directly impacted by how many things you think you need. And trust me, fewer things is going to be better here. So if we can eliminate feeling like we have to have things to happen, that's going to save us tons of stress. So the first thing to let go of is the past, right? If you've done something in the past that you're regretful about and that you wish you could do differently and you turn over in your head, you can't control it, right? You're not going to be able to influence it that way. So it's just got to be let go. For things in the future that we need to turn out a certain way, a job interview. I feel this all the time when I'm on an airplane, right? And I have a connecting flight and I need to get to that flight on time. The best way to handle this is something called fear setting. And this is something that Tim Ferriss discusses in his book, The 4-Hour Workweek. But it goes like this. Let's take the example of the airplane. So I'm on an airplane, I'm going somewhere, I have a connecting flight. It's got an hour and 45 minutes, and we took off 45 minutes late. So I'm going, crap, this is gonna be a really tight layover. I don't think I'm gonna make it. I gotta rush off this plane. The way that I calm myself, that I deal with that stress in that situation, is by stopping needing to make that flight. And I do that by fear setting. I go, you know what? Let's assume the worst thing happens. I'm not gonna make this flight. I'm gonna be stuck all day in this airport, maybe even through another night. I'll have to get a hotel. I'm gonna be a day late to my vacation or my meeting or wherever it is that I'm going. And then all of a sudden, even though that's doom and gloom and it's not what I want, I can relax because I've clarified what's going to happen in the future. And I go, you know what? That would suck, but I can deal with it. That is the best way to deal with neediness. When you start to fear set, truthfully, things are not as bad as they seem. So that's the first piece. You want to get rid of feeling like you need things. Second piece. If we can increase our feeling of control, if we can increase the feeling of certainty, we can actually reduce stress. And this is why most people, right, feel safer when they're driving than they do when they're flying. When they're flying, they have no control. When they're driving, even though it's more dangerous and way more people die driving, they feel like they're in control, so they don't get nervous. So if we can increase that feeling of control, that's going to reduce the stress. And the reason I call it tree planting is because most people have a stick plan. Here's where I am. Here's what I need. If I don't get there, I'm screwed. It's terrible. A tree plan has different divergent paths, right? If that doesn't work, I'll go here. If that doesn't work, go here. If that doesn't work, go here. When you have if-then statements in your plan, you have more certainty that it's going to work out. That's going to reduce your stress. So that's the second thing. We've got fear setting. We've got tree planting. The third part, you think will go badly. Now, for this, I know that I've used airplanes a lot, but it's actually because my roommate inspired this. And he is somebody who is really not stressed in his life, but when he gets on an airplane, he gets very nervous. He's worried that it's going to crash. And I always found that interesting about him, which is what made me start thinking about the ways that stress occurs in our life. And for him and me, the difference is not that I need my life any less than him. The difference is not that I control the airplane more. The difference is that he thinks it's going to crash and I think that it's going to land safely. So the best way to change our beliefs, yes, he's read the statistics, he knows, but we want to do that on an emotional level. And the best tool that I know of for this is an NLP tool called the Swish Pattern. You can YouTube this, Google it in greater detail, but I'm going to give you the 1 minute version right now. Basically, what you do is, on this hand, you place the image that you do not want to happen. You fail the job interview, the plane goes and crash and burn, the conversation goes terrible, the girl rejects you, whatever it is, and you play it out on this hand. On this hand, you have the good thing that you'd like to see. The plane lands safely, job interview goes well, you get a date with a girl, whatever it is. And you look at this hand and play it in your head vividly as you see it in the way that makes you nervous. And as soon as you start to feel that heart race or get a little bit nervous, in your head and with your hands, in your mind's eye, you swish them out. And what that's going to do after you do it 10, 20 times, it can take several minutes to do, but it starts to train your habits, right? You get in the habit of every time I think of the plane crashing, boom, think of the plane landing safely and having a great vacation. You do that consciously. You direct your brain. You say, this is what I want you to do for 10 minutes, for maybe 20 minutes. It's not that long of a time. It seems like it. But then even unconsciously, when you're sitting on that plane and you start to go here, your brain will automatically go down that new route of going, nope, when we do that, boom, we see this new image and you won't feel so badly about it. So those are the best three things that I have for eliminating stress in our lives. It is a mindset. It doesn't have to be part of our everyday existence.
Please keep in mind, this is about half the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.